have it if you want to do it.
Okay, so let me introduce now, for whatever he cares to say for the limited time he's been given. What about? Yes, I will. Let me get a chance to at least say Mike Robinson.
Okay. Good morning. Before I begin, I'm going to warn everybody, my granddaughter was very nice to share her cold with me. I'm hoping I'm at the worst point of it right now, because if it gets any worse, I don't know. Yeah, well, I will be trying to talk with you from my room sleeping. That wouldn't be a good idea. Quiet. My turn to talk, not yours. Okay, my name is Mike Robinson, and I'm visually impaired. I'm not short-sighted. I'm not destitute of vision. I'm not unsighted. I'm visionless. I'm not eyeless. I'm not unseeing or any of the other sugar-coated words. I'm legally blind. I do eat my carrots. I don't smell my phone. I certainly don't want to feel your face or anything else for that matter. That's just weird. And if you feel the need to speak to me louder because I don't see that well, then I'm going to speak slower and use little words, because obviously you have a disability also. I don't have superhuman senses, and if I were psychic, I'd also be rich. And on my private island in the Bahamas, naked from the waist up with a drink in one hand and this beach in the other, because a beach in the Bahamas sounds like a great place to have a convention. Exactly. My inherited condition is a combination of myopic degeneration and cone dystrophy. Myopic degeneration is a genetically created elongation of the eyeball, so the images I see are focused in front of the cornea. This is the accompanying cone dystrophy is a deterioration of cells that receive light stimuli in the retina, causing nearsightedness and color blindness. I see the world like it looks on one of those old black and white TVs, a really small black and white TV. This only causes me problems when painting, matching socks, or playing color games with my granddaughter. Toys are marked with colors, not for her, but for me. So what does it really mean to be legally blind? People understand sighted, normal vision. And they understand blind, no usable vision. But they seem to have trouble with legally blind, low vision, or as the name of this talk indicates, being stuck in the middle. Blindness is not that black and white. Of the people in the U.S. who are classified as blind, 85% have some usable vision. And I saw statistics of between 5 and 18% of those use either a white cane or guide dog. In other words, the majority of us don't look blind. What a strange phrase, look blind. You never hear somebody say, hey, you appear deaf. Or you are presumed depressed, or someone acting diabetic. So what does it mean to look blind? Color doesn't have that have the same meaning to me as it does to many. After seeing the world in gray tones for the past 50 years, I have learned the colors of many things. Grass is green, however it may look the same color to me as the surprise somebody's guide dog may have left in it. The sky is blue, but the white fluffy clouds may not be visible to me. Heck, I lived in a house in a year before I found out the bathroom was painted pink. And don't get me started on the obscure colors like razzmatazz or falu red or pink whisper, pest, yeah. Some of my personal favorites are macaroni and cheese, mango tango, and pastel ombre. Angie asked me what color we should paint the living room earlier this year. Seriously? She was serious about that. She wanted to know. Reading can be a challenge. I'm able to read most standard print by holding the material close, but that's dependent on lighting, how tired I am, and whether I really want to bring attention to my visual deficit. Large print is certainly easier. However, and audio recordings don't work for me, as it's inevitable I'll be distracted or fall asleep. And as all of you are aware, I'm a huge proponent of Braille. My prognosis is not that my vision will be deteriorating too much. The use of Braille wouldn't really be practical for me. It's so cute. My 18-month-old granddaughter also holds the pages up to her nose when trying to read, just like Papa does. Currency is an interesting problem for all of us. I can identify bills by sight, the ones, fives, tens, twenties, the rare and elusive 50, and I believe the fictitious 100. They're all easy to identify. This is where I even use alternative techniques as coins. I generally choose the coins by feel. Obviously, the size of the coin will distinguish its denomination, except when it comes to those darn Susan B. Anthony dollars. Driving. Yeah, you knew I was going to go there. Transportation is a scourge of the blind community. The eventual arrival of paratransit in the Buffalo area has certainly made our lives easier, but only if you have a spare 4 hours to get to and from a 15-minute appointment. Many people have berated me for not calling on them if I need to go someplace. Personally, I'd rather save those offers for when I have no other alternative. I walk, taxi, or bus as much as I can, but bicycling is the mode of transportation I enjoy the most. As long as I'm aware and careful, and the other drivers aren't too stupid, that works out fine. I believe the biggest problem as a pedestrian is society based on an issue of vision. People are self-consumed to the point that they want what they want it now, and they don't care if they take you out to get it. Being a perpetual pedestrian is something we can all relate to. When crossing the street, we all learn to stop, okay, look, well, that's out for most of us, and listen, two words, hybrid car. Okay, seriously, I use audio cues and crowd movements, much like any other blind person, if I can. I can't necessarily see the stoplights and turn signals. I guess those have become optional. And don't get me started on right on red, the bane of the pedestrian. Other walkers aren't much better, though. I live near a high school, and it appears most of the current students have visual impairments also. They all seem to have a big rectangular blind spot the size and shape of a cell phone. So they don't watch where they're going, and inevitably forget that they may be sharing the sidewalk with others. I was that weird kid in school who used a monocular to see the blackboard and a magnifier to read small print. I was never any good at sports. I actually don't think I ever hit a baseball. And dodgeball, one of the worst games ever invented, in my opinion. But it seemed to be a major part of my high school curriculum. None of these factors resulted in many dates in my high school teen years, but they did get me invites to join the AV and chess clubs. You probably don't want to loan my car. I'm not saying I've never driven. An incident involving a six-pack of Milwaukee's Best and a 64 Studebaker comes to mind. My college days. Oh, sorry. Anyway, my son has been known to give me the keys to his tractor trailer and told me to move it myself. I see no way that could possibly go well. I've managed to raise two boys into their 20s, despite my legal blindness. Their survival had nothing to do with my visual impairments, as much as Angie's making me let them live into their 20s. Seriously, they're both great kids. Tim's a truck driver. Obviously, he didn't inherit my vision problems, I hope. And Jerry's employed in the banquet department of a Buffalo hotel and has blessed us with a beautiful granddaughter, Nova, who, at the age of 18 months, already has her papa wrapped around her little finger, as she probably should. I'm an active scout leader, even though my own son aged out of the program as Eagle Scouts years ago. I enjoy this because I enjoy working with the kids, watching them learn. You know, I love being in the woods with them, watching today's teenagers without electronics, running around, playing with rocks and sticks, catching critters, and just being kids. I also like when they get inquisitive. Most of the kids in our troop don't know I'm legally blind. Once in a while, they'll get into a question and answer period about my vision, but for the most part, they really don't care. I've actually had more problems with the other adults due to stereotypes, but the kids have been wonderful. I'm going to bring up something that has caused many an argument. Why don't I use a cane? I admit that sometimes a cane would extend my handicap and avoid some confusion. Being more aware of my condition would probably make people more accommodating. All of us must adapt to our circumstances, and I know I can live with the inconveniences of my business. And my prognosis does not predict a substantial loss of vision. Therefore, I choose not to use a cane at this time. I can see generally well enough to navigate safely, but there are times when a cane would bring awareness to the fact that I may need assistance and eliminate the associated questions and assumptions. And there are plenty of those. I've been called illiterate for not being able to see bus numbers and restaurant menus. I've been called stupid for being unable to locate restrooms after being told they're right over there. And I've been informed that I'm not blind and I'm faking it. Sometimes I wish that was the case. But just like a lot of you, I've been legally blind my whole life, so I really don't miss what I never had. Cell phones have been strangely beneficial to me, aside from the obvious purpose, being able to take the unsolicited telemarketer call wherever I am or making an emergency post on Facebook. I use the camera to zoom in on a menu board or sign or coolers to see their offers, although people often wonder why I would possibly want to take a picture of their beer cooler. This technique has also helped with small print and seeing some objects at a distance. So what's it like to be stuck in the middle between sighted and blind? At times it's very difficult, but it has given me what I feel, a keen understanding of both the sighted and the blind worlds. I understand many of the difficulties a blind person faces living their daily lives, but I also understand, to some extent, how a sighted person sees the world. Being in the middle has its share of troubles and barriers, some shared with the totally blind, and others unique to being partially sighted. The world is not designed with anyone with any sort of visual impairment in mind. And whether you're in the middle of it or on one of the extremes, we all need to make this world accessible for everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.